Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Education. Oh, yeah. Education.
I absolutely have no response to that.
I don't either.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was
different.
It was different. I almost liked it, but then I think you took it a little bit too far.
Too far, right?
Just a little too far.
I just went stupid on it.
No, just a little too far. But I think it was good. All right. So if you're listening to the Photo Facts Podcast, it's March 2020, and we're still talking about education.
Yep.
And well, I don't sound so excited, Jim.
Oh no, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, there's some stuff coming up.
There is. There's. I don't want to sit here and beat a dead horse more than we have, but you know, Photocon's at the end of the month.
Yeah, we did. We talked about that.
We did last talk about time, Photocon
last week.
But also, I think right after Photocon is Texas School.
Yeah, Texas School. I will be there.
Really, you getting to go to Texas School this year?
Yeah, I'm going to take a pet class.
Pet
photography class.
Pet photography class.
Yeah, a pet what? Class. How to raise your new had a puppy.
your new puppy or your pet rock.
Right, right.
Oh, I love that. So what prompted the pet photography program? How about that for peas?
Opportunities.
Ooh, opportunities. I love that.
So yeah, gonna do that.
So let's
go back up a little bit and talk about preparing.
Are we going back to peas?
Peas, yes.
The peas. Preparing for the program of pet photography.
Well, yeah, but not necessarily preparing for that. Preparing for your class, but preparing or getting considering going to a conference or a workshop. Same thing.
Oh, like the very beginning part. Like, let's say at the beginning of the year, you sit down and go, hey, here's all the opportunities that are available. Yeah. WPPI, Imaging, Shutterfest, Texas School, Photocon, Photo Expo. I mean, it's a long list.
And it can be, if you've never been, that's fine. But even if you're an ongoing, you know, you go every year kind of thing, are you that person that just goes for the fun? And that's just fine, not knocking that. Or are you the person that is serious about it and more organized and
more direct in their approach. Yeah,
in their approach. Yes. So
I think that's a really good point. I mean, you brought something up great, because I think that when photographers, and I can't speak of other people, but photographers, when they look at a conference or an education opportunity, it's going to go in two classes, and sometimes those classes overlap. One class is the, hey, it's a great time for me to get away, hang out with my friends, go to Vegas, drink a little bit, do some gambling. And if I happen to learn something, great. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other guys that are like maybe at the beginning of their photography career, they're looking for that special pearl. And, dude, they research. They know what classes they're going. They have a schedule.
Yep.
They're taking notes like crazy, mm-hmm. and they're like super tuned.
And I guarantee you it's funny. I guarantee you the first group that you mentioned, those were the party animals in college.
You think so?
I think so. The people that, the second group?
Yes.
Those people did very well in school. Not that the other group didn't, but these people were, the second group, they're very serious, and they did really good in college. They didn't go out and partying all the time. They were always studying and, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, calling their parents, checking in. And
I don't know. I know some really good studious girls that got divorced when they're 30, mm-hmm. and they turn into party animals at 32. So.
Well, that's different. That's completely different. That's like, oh my gosh, I've been married since I was 18. It's time to party. I never got to do this.
Are you going to do that in Texas school?
Yeah. At 56. Oh, no, it'd be 57. Yeah, I'll be 57.
Hey, just FYI, on Wednesday night, it's vendor night. It's like the big trade show night. Mm-hmm. And you get free drink tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah, they want you liquored up before you come in and start spending money.
They want you to, because you'll spend more if you're liquored up. Oh, yeah, I'll just pay that later.
I'll just pay that later. It's not a problem. Yeah. So let's talk about planning and investing towards the education. I mean, because I've honestly, I mean, I haven't been to Vegas. Well, I guess it was 2 years ago, but, you know, going to Vegas, if you're flying and getting a hotel room, your food, conference fees, I mean, you could really get set back $2,000 or $3,000 pretty easy before you even get there.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. I am by far not a professional conference attendee. I don't know. I've not been to many.
What?
I just know what
we have gone to.
Yes.
We have gone to tons
of them. Yes. But let me just say, I am okay. So I'm the person. I didn't go to college, but I'm the person that goes because it's fun. And if I learn something, great. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'll just say that. But, you know, gosh, once I'm there, I'm like, oh my God, this is
you're great drinking content. From the energy water.
Yes.
You know, we're not energy, yeah. But you know, you get re-energized.
Yeah. Yeah. So so I'm not the guy that, okay. Anyway. So
we were going down someplace there and we just kind of lost it.
Yes, I lost it. As usual. So if you're listening to this podcast, just wait for it because it'll happen. I'll forget something.
Well, so we keep telling him to take his pills before he gets here, but sometimes it doesn't happen.
Well, yeah. So anyway, so let's go down this path. So we were talking about this before we started.
Right. Before we actually hit the record button.
Going to a conference, a convention, a workshop, whatever, is it very much so is like religion. Going to a religious conference, going to church. You know, because you go, you get your Jesus on.
Get the Jesus on.
Yeah. And
hallelujah, praise the Lord, come to me.
You learn and you come and you learn how to apply things to your life and you come back and man, you're just energized. You may do that for a week or two.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose weight this week. I'm gonna go to the gym every day.
Yeah, it kind of dies off. Exactly the same with photography or any conference you go to and you're uplifted and you're just energized and everybody's happy and oh my God, you know, it's just awesome. So I just thought that I think it's funny that it's so similar. But so here's the thing. You want to prepare and I'm saying this what I was going to say earlier. I'm saying this because this is stuff that I need to do that we all need to do, but I'm talking to myself. I'm saying this to myself.
Are you going to play this recording back later on?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
That's right. But so prepare. Do some research. You know, if you've, let's say you've gone to the Imaging USA, or you haven't, you still need to do some research. Find out who you're going to go see a class, whose class you're going to go to. Maybe even find some people that you definitely, and I just thought of this just now, find some people that you want to hook up with and spend some time with, because it's very much a networking thing, right?
That's correct. That's correct. So Jerry Guiones, I'm coming for you.
That's right. Now, I'm not just talking about the speakers. I'm talking about anybody. Maybe there's somebody that you want to meet. Maybe they are a speaker or whatever. Just they're hard to catch, though, after a class. You don't see them much. But anyway, just do that. Try to research, you know, what classes and all that stuff. But also, here's the big one. Save your money. Budget for this thing, because you don't want to do last minute expense, which happens, you know, a lot. I need that lens. I'm going to go put it on the credit card. Wrong.
I don't think I have a...
You don't have that one.
No, I don't have that one.
Anyway.
I gotta reload my cart.
Yeah. So, you know, budget for it. And I remember hearing this years ago from somebody I'm not going to mention names, but somebody was very adamant about that. Well, you should be saving for that then. You know, okay.
I mean, I think we've talked about in the past that, yeah, you know, to have the $1,000 to go.
Or more,
you should have grossed $3,000 to have that money available.
And not to mention, if you know you're going to be making a big purchase, put some money back.
Yeah, be ready, you know, for that purchase.
Yeah, that's something I need to tell myself and beat myself up for, and don't say, oh, I'll just put it on the card. So I've made that mistake.
But you know, that my thing is, we've been to a lot of trade shows. We've been to, I mean, we haven't maybe attended a lot of education opportunities because we were hosts or speakers or whatever. Mm-hmm. My problem is I get like really dazzled when I go into the trade show.
Oh, gosh.
Like yeah. I walk in, I see all the brand new stuff and all the pretty pictures you can make with these new lights. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, if I just had that new tripod.
It's just like going to Toys R Us.
Oh, dude. It's, you know? It's horrible.
Or for me, too, I like going to the Container Store. That's like a grown-up's candy store.
I still have a $50 gift certificate to the Container Store.
Really? I do. Where'd you get that?
Dude, I got that from my Visa card. Oh, like, you know, really? You get points on my debit card.
So you chose to get that?
And I chose to get that.
That's cool.
And Terry and I walked in, and we only found, like, two things on the clearance aisle that we... I mean, there's a lot of stuff to buy.
There's, yeah.
But it was like, yeah, don't really need anything right now. Let's hold on to it just a little bit longer.
Well, I will say, if you haven't been to the Container Store, you should go. But I'm not going in there looking at containers, necessarily.
You're looking at the girls?
No, there's all kinds of little gadgets.
Oh,
and stuff
yes,
in there,
yes, yes. You know? I like the office supply area.
Office supply, the kitchen. Yes. I don't know what it is about kitchen stuff. I'm not.
And your kitchen is probably the smallest I've ever seen. So.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. But I don't even like to cook. I mean, I like to cook, but I got more things, more important things to do than stand there at the stove and messing with that stuff. I'm just not. I you know. Anyway. Once I get going, though, I like to do it, but I only make a few things. Anyway, so the kitchen aisle, Target.
Kitchen aisle, yes.
Target. I love going to the kitchen aisle and looking at stuff. I don't know why. It's a gadget thing. I don't know what it is. Electronics,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so you got to be careful in that trade show because you could, like, drain your bank account really quick and maybe walk away with some buyer's remorse.
Okay, so let's say you are in the trade show and you see something. You may not get it on sale, but if you see something you've never seen before, then make a note of it and then save for that.
Well, I have a trick that has worked well with me in the past. I actually leave my wallet, my debit card, and credit card in the car.
That's very smart.
And that way, if I really want it bad enough, I'll walk to the car. And it could take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes.
You may decide different by the time you get
and
back.
And you may decide different by the time. But, and it's not that it's a bad thing. I mean, we're not saying not to spend money.
Oh, no.
We're just saying, are you going to get your bang for your buck?
Yeah, because you've already spent $1,000 or more just to get there.
Just to get there.
And stay in a hotel.
Yeah, and are you getting education that you're going to need to push your business forward?
Yeah.
Or to be a better photographer.
And don't sit there and think, because I have a tendency to do this, don't think, okay, well, I can justify this because I'm going to make more money since I learned all this stuff. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
So, it's gone. I did it again.
It was really close, though. I mean, you were almost there. I saw your eyes blink twice.
You were talking.
Like you rebooted, and then I thought, ooh, I think I just lost him.
Yeah, you were talking a second ago, and I totally had something that really, really good.
Well, I like your Get Your Jesus on. Yeah.
You're going to get your Jesus on. We need to come up with what is it that we get on when we go to a conference? Your strap? No.
So, yeah, if you're going to go to PhotoCon and get your strap on, come on over to the PhotoFacts Podcast booth.
Oh, God.
That was a horrible lead way.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We will not use that for the sound bite.
So let's go ahead and just for a second, stay tuned for just a second.
This podcast was recorded on the Rodecaster Pro, the world's first fully integrated podcast production console. With 4 mic channels, 8 sound pads for triggering effects and music, the ability to bring in phone and Skype calls, and powerful onboard audio processing. It's the perfect solution whether you're just getting into podcasting or you're a seasoned pro.
Yeah, that was a bad segue, but we did.
It was a bad segue.
We did good.
We did good. It was all right. That was our buddy Ryan White.
Yeah, he did good.
He did damn good. Are you kidding me?
That was
amazing.
Really good.
So, okay. So let's try and narrow this down a little bit. So basically we're saying, and we're not calling anybody out, but if you think we're talking about you, well, we probably are.
We are, yeah.
We are talking about
you. Just like when you're sitting in the church And the preacher's,
and the preacher's like the preacher's pointing talking, right at you?
No, he's not literally pointing, but he's you feel like he's talking to you.
Oh, no, dude, I've had him point at me.
Yeah, I have a story.
We don't want to go there.
We don't want to go there.
My butt starts getting kind of hot.
Yeah.
My feet start getting on fire, and I start dancing up and down the aisle.
Mm. Anyway.
So, yes, so when you go, we want you to research, invest your money wisely. And one thing, are you going to get something out of this other than go party? Because I'm going to tell you, if you're one of the guys that go to hang out and party and it's my relaxed time, you could spend your money in a different way.
Yeah, you're wasting money.
You know, and if we sat there and told you, okay, hey, we're looking at your business plan and we want you to take $200 every single month and just throw it in the garbage can, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, but be the same thing.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to hear people that went to workshops and conferences last year. What did you learn at conference that you're using today that's
yeah.
making you better?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, hit us a note. Yeah. I want to know.
So also, on another note, after the conference, speaking of that.
After the conference.
You know, as you're coming to an end during your conference, you know, you're sitting in your hotel room and maybe you leave out the next day and go over your notes and decide, because you're probably not going to have time to do that during the conference. You're just busy taking classes, right? And you're partying and talking to people. But, you know, sit down and go, hey, what did I learn? I want to do this whenever I get home. When I get back home, I'm going to do this. And not to mention, I mean, we should all already have something in place that I should be doing. You know, having a marketing plan or a business plan that you do every day. There's certain things you do on this day, certain things you do on this day. And, you know, whatever works for you. But just, you know, try to decide how you're going to utilize those items that you learned. And now, if you've taken, you know, let's say you took two classes or three classes, it's said to take one or two jewels from those classes, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If not three or whatever.
But
because otherwise you're going to be overwhelmed. You can't do all of those things. You can't, you know, you could if you're a weirdo, but I mean, if you're a weirdo, try to take one or two things from the class.
If you keep an open mind, there's always going to be one or two things that you can twist around to fit your own.
Yeah.
Your own business model.
And utilize it to better your business.
And take good notes.
Because yeah.
I'm pulled up my notes that are still on my iPad from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read them just so you can see what kind of great notes I take.
I take terrible notes because I did terrible in school. I was never taught how to take good notes. And I have a hard time retaining stuff.
I want
to
know.
So if you want to go to a conference and take good notes... Notability
is a great one. I'm using Note Shelf now.
Note Shelf.
But Notability and Note Shelf are on par.
It records the audio.
Yes.
And it will timestamp every time you take a note and write something in there or type something in there. It'll timestamp that spot because you're typing at that spot. And when you go back and listen to it,
you just have to click the word and it goes right back to the audio.
Yeah, it goes right to that area. Now, if you're taking notes and you decided, oh, I needed to write this down, and it may not be exactly in the timestamp that you want it.
But it'll be in the same area.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my notes from PPO, March of 2012.
Gosh. Where was that? Was that in Stillwater? I think it was.
It was in Tulsa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think. Okay. I'm not positive. I didn't write that down in my notes.
Yeah.
So it says, Ben Shirk.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa-based.
Mm-hmm.
Uses poster composites for advertising.
Oh, so he creates composites that are poster size or look like posters for advertising. Yeah.
Then the question mark is, what sets you apart? What is your niche? Lighting on subject needs to match background or mood.
Yeah, if you're pulling in stock backgrounds or whatever,
it needs to match.
Needs to match. Makes it look, because otherwise it won't look realistic.
And then here's a dot, which means it's really important. It says, Google inspiration from graphic artist, or Pinterest, or DeviantArt.
Yeah, Go that, get inspired.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's my notes.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it.
Right.
I have no
idea. You can only guess what it is.
I can only guess what it is.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And obviously I did not follow up on this, but I still have my notes from 2012.
Well, you're not the Ben Shirk kind of guy, though. You're not the guy that's going to go in there and do composites.
No. And, so, and that, you know what that leads to?
What's that?
That was not a good class for me.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm surprised you actually went in there.
It was probably, it might have been, I think you can go to classes sometimes for curiosity. Like, hey, what's this guy
or
all about?
With your, if you're Robert Trawick, there's nobody out in the hall to talk to.
Oh, oh, that was networking.
Yeah. So.
Oh, hang on. I got.
He's looking some more.
No. What I'm looking at is, hang on. It has the recording audio on it. I'm trying to see if.
Is it recording now?
Oh, God, I hope not. It's not very good audio.
Well, yeah. if you wanted to do a good job, you could take an audio recorder or your phone. I wouldn't do your unless you can get rid of your phone for that long. Just set it up there by the speaker.
Whoa!
On this chair or something.
Okay, same time frame. Gary Box.
Uh huh. Yeah.
March 2012.
Yeah.
Look how many notes I got there.
Wow, yeah. He had a lot of
notes.
That's because you were interested in what he was saying.
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, because the other thing was you're like, man, this
create style guides, mail out after book, and be specific on do's and don'ts, client education, what to wear, what to bring, where to buy, where will prints go in home. Don't prejudge your client. You don't know what they will spend.
Mm.
Woo! Okay, I like that. Wow, you know what? I'm going to have to go through these. Sell live, no proof book. Oh, separate mom and dad to prevent silent communication. Do you hear that? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm responding to a text that's important.
Really? Maybe you should share that with the podcast. Is it from your girlfriend?
I wish.
Oh, it's not from your girlfriend?
No, because I don't have one.
Oh, I bet you have lots of friends that are girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me a girl's name that you're friends with that starts with a L.
An L?
Yeah, L.
That would be, I don't know. Leah, but I mean.
Bam! I like it.
Sorry, Leah. If she's listening.
If she's listening. Okay, so definitely plan. Now that we're talking about PPOK, we just had the PPOK conference, I think it's like 2 weeks ago in Tulsa.
Yeah, something
recently,
like
2 weeks ago.
Recent,
maybe.
Very
yeah.
recent, yeah.
So I'm curious, how many people out there in the PPO that took notes at this year's convention at PPOK has reviewed those notes since they came home?
Yeah.
And what have they applied that to making themselves better?
And don't say you'll get to it.
Yeah,
You'll never get to it. And I'm guilty. Just
yeah,
guilty.
Because I'm looking at my notes from 2012. I'm just getting to it now.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you can hit me up
you've
in
never,
10
you've
years.
Never opened up? Did it open slow because there were cobwebs?
Yeah, it was kind of sticky.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm guilty. I actually deleted all mine. My iPad was so full, I had to delete all that audio. So it's gone.
That's.
I wonder if the text is in there, though.
I don't know. I think mine's backed up.
Because I didn't
up
go
to
the app and delete it. I went to, you know, the back end in iTunes or somewhere and deleted it that way.
No, I think mine is actually backed up to...
The cloud?
Yeah, the cloud. But I think it's backed up to, like, Dropbox or something.
Mm, well, yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see what it says. Nope, it's cloud syncing.
Right now, it's
cloud syncing.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. All right.
All right. Well, hey, you know, it's almost time. So
what else can we bring up? Anything important?
Something we can do in 5 minutes?
Well, we should bring up some, like, news of some nature. I don't...
News of some nature.
Well, the coronavirus is...
Yeah.
I mean, you can get your Jesus on pretty quick with that.
Yeah.
Jesus and corona.
You know, I it's pretty prominent, but just wash your damn hands and you should be good.
Yeah,
seriously, you don't need a mask. You don't need a mask unless you're going to go right up to somebody and kiss them, or if well, you're going to right in your face and cough on them. That, but even still, my brother read a long article about it from some doctor that's discovered the virus or something. I don't know. He knows a lot about it. And basically, it comes down to just wash your hands.
That's it? Just wash your hands?
Just wash your hands. Be like normal people. That's what you should be doing to begin with. I mean, just for anything, it's cleanliness, people.
I wash my hands a lot.
Yeah.
It's always good. Carry some Purell? Is that what it's called?
Purell or whatever kind of hand sanitizer, right?
Oh, absolutely. Or you can rinse them in scotch, but that would be a waste of liquor.
Yes.
That'd be really bad.
We don't want to waste that.
Okay. Well, so if you guys have any comments, leave them below. How do you get prepared for a show?
Yeah.
That rhymed.
It does?
It does.
How do you get prepared for a show?
Yeah, well, what happened before?
Happened before?
I think I'm going to listen to it now. Now I can't remember what I said, but...
Unless you say...
Leave us some notes below and let us know how you get ready for the show.
Okay. There you go.
We would like to say to our cannabis friends that we have not had any today. We are completely sober.
Yep, completely.
Well, not entirely complete, but completely. Pretty completely.
Well, yeah, I'm sober.
Did Terry just turn on the TV?
I have.
Like, I heard the news, and I think she went, oh, my God, I shouldn't turn on the TV while they're doing the podcast.
Okay, well, I think we're done. People are bored, if not already. So,
yes. Hey, do you want to check the calendar? Do we have somebody coming up on the podcast here soon? I know we have PhotoCon coming up. We're going to interview quite a few speakers there.
I don't think we do.
I thought we had somebody for next weekend.
No.
Okay. All right. If you want to be on the podcast, we'd love to hear you.
Yeah, we could
jump in
via Skype, the phone, or in person.
In person. I like in person, especially if they had liquor.
Exactly.
Mark did.
Matt Miller.
Matt Miller. That's it. I don't know why I want to call him Mark.
I don't either.
He has such a baby face. that might be it.
All right, guys.
Also, we're still looking for our tips of the week.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We did not receive that.
Tip of the week.
Yeah, tip of the week.
Call in.
Yeah. Call in, leave us a message on the phone.
Oh, and should we mention that we have come up with a name for our listeners?
Yes, what was that?
Because we actually had a listener send us an email.
Yeah, Abraham, thanks a lot for that. He tickled my fancy.
In the
last episode, I said it would be nice if someone would... But at least send us an email. That would tickle my fancy, and so he did.
He did, but didn't he title it like Crickets Listening or something? What was it?
Oh, I was thinking about us. We have a new name for Robert and I instead of just twins.
Oh, yeah, we're soulmates.
Soulmates, yep. Okay, no, so
nobody's laughing.
Just stand by.
I'm standing by.
While I'm looking at my phone again.
Stand by your man. Because he's doing the best he can, and he's reading.
Little guys, is that?
No, I was going to say crickets.
No, but I'm trying to. I don't see what
little
you're talking
guys.
About.
The email that Abraham said, he said something about message from your crickets or something. I said, oh, we should use that for our listeners' name.
I don't like crickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that is very appropriate because they are like crickets. We don't ever. Get any feedback. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, we're still on the search for a name for our listeners. In the meantime, are we done?
We're done.
All right, we're done. Thank you guys so much. It's been fabulous. Ooh, look, it's short. We got to go all the way to 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Well, we might as well. Because
pull up some news.
They're so bored now.
Pull up some news. What kind of news we got?
Well, the news that's out there, the X-T4, I mean, that's pretty good news.
Okay, let's.
If you're a Fuji fanboy,
we are a fanboy. So, are you going to upgrade?
Eventually, yes. I don't know if I will do it during PhotoCon because at PhotoCon you can get an added 10% if you trade in gear. You can get an.
Are you trade in gear?
I'm thinking about it. I just need to figure out my wireless tether solution first.
You know what? So let's talk about that, shall we?
Oh, no. We're going to go another 15?
No, just another 10. So, so I'm not going to upgrade at this time because I need to be able to change out all my cameras at one time because the X-T4 has a brand new camera battery.
New battery, yep.
Now, I don't want to use two different battery systems.
Right.
So if I change over, I want to change them all over at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I've thought of that too, thought about just waiting.
And I think the IBIS is really cool. I don't think it's a must-have for me, but it would be a nice to have.
Yeah.
But the sensor and the processor is the same as the X-T3s I have right now. So image quality is not going to improve.
It's not something they can just firmware update. Correct. You know? So it's, yeah.
But there is a firmware update coming for the X-T3.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we're talking about the wireless tethering, I'm going to call out my wonderful person at Tether Tools, mm-hmm. which is Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And she's absolutely funny. I love her. We met her a few years ago in Little Rock. So she sent me an email and told me that the Tether Tools Air Direct does not support a connection between a Fuji camera
and the Tether and the Air Direct
and an iPad.
That is pretty bad.
Or a computer running Catalina.
Oh, really? They need to get up with the times, baby.
That's what I'm saying. So I just promptly responded like, sounds like you need a good beta tester.
Mm-hmm.
Put my name in the hat and send me some hardware.
Well, the other alternative is the good old Cam Ranger. And that sucker's $350. But that's something that I do want. That would totally solve my issue. I just need to spend the money.
Right now, what are you using with the Nikon? You using the built-in?
It's built-in, yeah. Straight from the Nikon D750 to the iPad. It is the most beautiful thing since sliced bread. That's why I've hesitated to get rid of my Nikons, because I do headshots, and it's a great experience for everyone. The client loves it, especially if it's in a corporate environment. Everybody gathers around, and the next person will come in, and she's like, oh, help me choose, and oh, you look so great in this picture. These are great, blah, blah, blah. It's a great, conversation piece or a... I forget, but anyway,
It's a great workflow.
It's a great workflow, absolutely.
So the built-in Fuji,
and it never. I say never. It rarely disconnects. If it disconnects, most of the time it's because I have to switch batteries, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I've never had it just randomly disconnect. Never, you know. I don't remember the time that it's done that. That's why I love the 750 so much. I don't know why the other Nikons don't have it.
Oh, dude, the other Nikons I had. Sucked.
It's got to be some the way the software is set up.
Correct.
Although they do have the Wi-Fi in them, it's not set up
the same way.
The technology is different. I don't know what that is. I'm sure there's a tech geek out there that knows what it is. You know, it's its own Wi-Fi hotspot. You just connect the iPad to that Wi-Fi.
So why doesn't the Fuji work the same? How is it not a workaround?
Here's a workaround I've done, and we've talked about it. I have bought a router. It's a little mini, you know, like kind of like an Airport Express, but it's another kind of, it's a TP-Link. TP-Link. Mm-hmm. It's a little router, right? It's kind of like a bridge, or you can use it as a router or a mobile router. It'll work fine. I can shoot to the iPad via that, like go...
Have to have an extra piece in the... You're not going direct.
You have
direct.
To have an extra piece. But the problem is I use Shutter Snitch. It's a fabulous...
Software
for this very thing. But the problem is Fuji, the camera renames the files when it gets to the iPad. It's not the software. I guarantee you it's not the software. I've talked to the developer, and I've talked to Fuji, and they're both blaming each other. But the developer is very adamant, and I just think the Fuji people just don't know because they're
the ones we talk to don't know because I've read that Fuji files names changed even if you're using a cord.
Yeah, yeah. So this developer knows because he wrote the software and he said there's nothing in my software that's doing that. There's nothing built in. There's nothing in place that would even do that. You mm-hmm. know, there's no name changing piece to it.
It's just their file transfer protocol is doing that.
Yeah, it's kind of like it goes in. Like if let's say your number is 67529, it's 0001 when it gets to the iPad. You know?
Almost like it's creating a session in Capture One or something.
Right. It just totally starts over. Every single time it starts over.
That's just weird.
So that's, if I'm not worried about the file names, which is rare, then I can do it. But I need to know, because Shuttersnitch will actually send you the selection list when someone stars the images they want retouched. I can send that to my computer via email, and then I copy and paste that into Lightroom. They have a plugin, and it flags.
Rate your originals for you, because
yes.
When you're doing this, we're only sending over like a small JPEG.
Right. So it'll tell you, okay, here's the 10 or 20 or 2 whatever images that were marked on the iPad, and it's done. You don't have to go and look back and forth, try to figure out which one it is. And now if the files are renamed, I'm going to have to guess. Unless it's an absolute difference. But a lot of times you're shooting several of one little scene, and they could move their head a certain way.
And you don't need to have that extra thing in the workflow trying to find those images.
No. So that's where I'm at. And,
well, I understand that frustration, because I'm kind of in the same boat, but, you know.
And if I did tether wired, I would probably do Capture One, but I'm currently in a situation where, well, my laptop is, my screen's busted, and I don't want to use a PC. So, although I have a laptop.
Wait a minute, you do have a PC laptop.
I do have a laptop,
Why don't you just use, like, Darkroom?
I could, yes, but, yes. I've done it before, but it's tethered. I have to be wired. I don't want to be wired.
I would say, I would bet there's different software for the PC to go wireless to the Fuji than there is on the Mac.
What? I don't think so.
Oh, I bet.
I don't think so, Robert. Otherwise, I would have found it.
I think so. Because even on Tether Tools' website, it talks about all the different software that you can send. And there's more PC software than there is Mac.
Is Shuttersnitch on that list? Oh, that's not on the PC though.
Not on the PC.
Okay. All right. Well, we've gone long. Let's go ahead and
wrap this thing up. So, if you guys have a solution for our tethering problem with Fujifilm, please contact us or leave a note below this episode, or follow the discussion over on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and we may or may not be transitioning. It's come up to take the PhotoFacts page.
Podcast page?
Actually, no. I just remembered. Okay, never mind.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing that because we have to be an admin. There has to be, groups can't exist without a page.
Without a page.
Yeah.
Gotta have a page anyway. Okay.
So just forget that. We don't edit, so we're not going to take that out. So just forget we said that.
Nope. Right. It was a moment. Enjoy.
All right. Ta-ta.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.